Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, exclusively on Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app.
All righty. Hopefully you had a chance to see the documentary that debuted on KRCB-TV, Channel 22, here in our area on Thursday night. I watched it three times over the weekend. It's really well done, half hour long. And back with us is the producer and the man behind this documentary. It's called 3 Seconds in October, The Shooting of Andy Lopez. Ron Rogers back with us. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Okay. I must give you heavy compliments on the film. Obviously, you spent a lot of time with it, and you did a great job. Again, it's only a half hour, and I wish there was more, but I did watch it three times, and it's a pretty damn amazing piece of work, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. It was 7 years, but I think it was worthwhile.
And having Peter Coyote as the narrator, that's a big kick. That was a great get.
Peter was just great. I believe that he's the best film narrator in the country. And we also had the assistance. We were so lucky to get Lowell Bergman from 60 Minutes and Frontline to help with investigative consulting. So I had some great people helping out, and it made a big difference.
Well, it's fascinating in that it doesn't paint the Sonoma Sheriff's Department well at all. In some ways, the county of Sonoma, and in some ways, the district attorney, Jill Ravitch, who will be live in the studio with us on Thursday to talk about this and other things. But, yeah, I mean, having lived through this and having been on the radio talking about it over and over, in fact, the day that the news broke, me on The Drive is part of the documentary in the audio, saying we got reports of a shooting in Santa Rosa. We're still trying to figure out what's going on exactly, etc. But it really, I don't know, man. After watching it, I felt somewhat depressed, and not obviously depressed about Andy Lopez and the whole situation, but the fact that what happened with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department was a bit befuddling.
Well, you know, you mentioned the sheriff's office and the district attorney. I think it's important for me to say that this is absolutely not an anti-police film. We believe that these kind of incidents are definitely in the minority. And the problem is that when these incidents happen, it tarnishes the reputation of the majority of police officers who are doing a good job.
Yeah.
So our objective was to present some information that the public had not known about so that they could make a more comprehensive decision on what this is all about.
Yeah, and the fact that you, in the documentary, mentioned the fact that Eric Gelhaus, who shot Andy Lopez, had some earlier problems. You even managed to interview on camera a gentleman who Gelhaus allegedly pointed a gun at during a routine traffic stop, which is eye-opening, certainly.
Well, he was a compelling person to be interviewed, and when he went through this situation where he was pulled over for supposedly a unsafe lane change, he told his wife about it, and she said, "You have to go down and you need to report this. This guy's going to kill somebody." And so this man says at the end of his interview that he wished he had done more. He wished he had relayed the information to whoever he could, so
right.
That maybe something bad wouldn't happen. And of course, something did, and that was a pretty compelling part of the interview.
How can people see this film now that it has aired both on the San Jose PBS station and our own up here, KRCB? Is it streaming somewhere? How do people find it? Because my co-host, Harry, forgot to record it, and my producer Mike screwed up his recording, so they haven't seen it yet, and I really need them to see this. How do we see it?
Well, the PBS affiliate, KRCB, has received a number of requests to show it again, and I've also heard that as well. There are people who, for whatever reason, weren't able to see it and want to see it. That's pretty much up to the station to decide, you know, if they want to show it again, and if so, when. That's really up to them. But, you know, it's true. There are people who didn't see it and want to, and I think it's good for as many people to see it as possible so that, you know, they can see this new information and decide for themselves, you know, how to view this.
So, Ron, you've mentioned that people who have not seen it, like myself, are reaching out, trying to find a way to see it. How about reactions from those who have seen it? It's as we said, it was broadcast locally on KRCB last week and also in the South Bay. Have you heard back from folks who have seen it, and what kind of reaction has it gotten?
Well, I think the most striking thing to me is that of all the people who have seen it and provided some some feedback, the word they're using over and over, different people, is powerful. And that's definitely the most common reaction to it. I did hear in particular that... I'm sorry?
Well, go ahead.
I was blowing my nose. I turned my mic off, but you still hear it, so go ahead.
Hey, this can't be all serious. So anyway, apparently there were some viewing parties around the county, and at one viewing party there were a number of people that were pretty conservative and who really didn't view the Black Lives Matter campaign favorably at all. But they saw the film, and they saw some of the police brutality, which they had no clue about. They had no idea this kind of stuff was going on. And they came away from it with, you know, a slightly different view of law enforcement and the need for oversight.
Yeah. And that's the bottom line, oversight. You even had Jerry Threat on and explain who he was, is actually. He's been on the show many times, but explain his role.
Jerry Threat was the individual who was selected as the first director of IALERO, which was the oversight office. And apparently he put together, as part of his work, an analysis of how the sheriff's office was investigating use of force cases. And he found serious deficits in their investigations. And the sheriff's office was extremely unhappy about it. They said, "Oh, we should just close this this office down," and so on. And so he, I guess, it was quite a stressful situation for him, and he ended up retiring from the office.
Right.
And somebody else came in, who I'm not really that familiar with, to be honest with you. But one thing that I think is important to notice is that, you know, this is not just something that's going on in Sonoma County. There is a set of tactics that police and prosecutors and public officials and unions use when these incidents happen. And we laid out in the film what those tactics are. And we found that those tactics are used all over the country. And those tactics are successful in convincing the public that these incidents are okay, don't worry about it, nothing to see here. And I believe, from what we've seen, that this is a real explanation for why these shootings are allowed to continue in such large numbers in this country.
Well, again, it's a fascinating documentary. It is called 3 Seconds in October, The Shooting of Andy Lopez, by Ron Rogers. Again, I would have you pressure KRCB to rerun it again.
How about encourage?
I'm sorry.
Sure,
I'm Steve Jackson. I don't encourage, I pressure.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to be getting a hold of KRCB tonight or today and pressuring them to rerun it.
No, I'll pass the word, because they've received the requests as well as anybody else. So, you know, they have schedules that are set, but who knows?
Sure.
Maybe they can, you know, they can do that.
All right. Well, good. Yeah. Pass it on because people need to see this. Ron Rogers, producer of 3 Seconds in October, the Andy Lopez shooting, the great documentary that is available now, hopefully, if KRCB listens to us. They'll listen to Ron.
We'll take 104.9 back. Unless yeah, they do.
We sold them one of our signals. We'll take it back unless they rerun this. Well done, Harry. Ron Rogers, thank you so much. We'll talk again, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, take care. Wow. Who wrote Malibu on my sheet?
I did.
Why?
Because it's Malibu Melrod coming in for...
Oh, Malibu Melrod. Yeah, sorry. See, I forgot that's what I called him. Yeah. Yes, he'll be in. Eli Melrod from Soulful Dispensary in Sebastopol with this week's Cannabiz. Coming up... I can't believe I missed that. I just saw the word Malibu.
Between Eli and Melrod.
Yeah, okay, all right, okay. We'll be back on KSRO, I think.